Ross Geiger told the parole board he doesn't question if Raymond Tibbetts is guilty of murdering Fred Hicks and Judith Sue Crawford. But Geiger believes he would have opted for life without parole had he known about Tibbetts' abusive childhood, something he learned about after visiting an anti-death penalty website. Members of the board noted that whether or not the defense effectively presented the information, Geiger did have the written report that detailed Tibbetts' past.
If I wanted to make an argument to you about any topic, I probably wouldn't just hand you the textbook.
This additional clemency hearing comes after Governor John Kasich delayed Tibbetts' scheduled April execution because of a letter he received from Geiger. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.